Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial. And community.
Amen. Welcome to Washington on the Wall. I believe he's on the line.
I'm not home yet, so go ahead and open up.
No problem, Doctor. I got you. Amen. Welcome to Washington on the Wall. Amen. He'll be here shortly, as you just heard him. Amen. This is Brother Tim. Amen. Jackson. Amen. Or Tim the Overseer, or whatever you want to call it. Amen. It's good to be back on the earth to give a word to the saints. We're here for another message tonight. Amen. I believe the show is going to be good. We're going to let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. Amen. And the thing that's just been on my agenda today, amen, I was, something was on my heart earlier today. And what I was thinking about was just lies, lies, lies. The devil is a lie. Amen. We know that the devil is a liar. Amen. When we say the devil, we must recognize what the devil is. Amen. The devil is a spirit. It is the spirit of evil, wickedness, and deceit. Amen. It is the spirit that is against God. Amen. That's what the devil is. Amen. We know that Lucifer and the fallen angels, amen, the 200 angels that fell from heaven that decided to sleep with them, the daughters of men created giants. And when those giants died, when they was killed off, or when they died off, those their spirits became demons. That's where demons come from. They come from the offspring of the fallen angels. Amen. So they didn't just create giants. They also created monstrous beings that walked on the earth. This is why scientists and archaeologists are finding weird type of skeletal remains, amen, within the earth. So the devil is full of lies and deceit, amen. So we as the church, we must be aware of the of Satan's devices and the things that Satan would do, amen, upon the earth. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. So we must be aware, amen. This is why we have to study to show thyself approved, amen. We have to stay in our word and stay rooted and grounded in God's word. So therefore, the devil can't trick us, amen. That's why one of the scriptures says that we should try the spirits by the spirits. And the reason I'm saying all this because, my goodness, there's just a lot of things going on in this world. Every time you look up, there's women being murdered and killed by fiancés, ex-fiancés, boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, people being killed and murdered by ex-lovers. And it just seems like, you know, you have to be aware of who you are around. I mean, who you associate yourself with. You know, like I said, the Bible says, try the spirits by the spirit. And there's this old saying, amen, that it doesn't take that long to know a person. It don't take that long to know a person. In 30 days, just 30 days, anyone will show you exactly who they are. I don't care what they say they are, who they say they are. They will show you and tell you who they are within 30 days. You hang around people, yeah, and you watch people. See, that's what I do. When I'm around people and I don't know you, I evaluate people. I'm watching your spirit. I want to know what type of person you are. Amen. I want to know what type of person I'm associating myself with. Amen. I want to know who's coming into my home or who's coming around my family. Amen. I remember a long time ago when my children were younger, there were people who say, man, I want to come over to your house. No, you can't come over to my house. Amen. I don't know you. You ain't talking about the law. You ain't confess with your mouth and believe it in your heart. You can't come to my house. Amen. You can't everyone into your world or around you. Amen. You have to be very protective of who comes around you. Definitely who comes around your family. Amen. We definitely don't just let anybody into the house. Amen. So Just want to open up somebody. Watch what's on the wall. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to
all
him.
Right,
that's
all
what
right,
I got.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Yeah, stop. I'm going to turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Okay, brother. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. God bless you. I got on the highway to go over to see my granddaughter. I wanted her to do something for me and came back outside and chalked my car up. Man,
okay.
The battery's dead. I'm about 2 miles, maybe a three-quarter of a mile from my house. And I said, oh, Lord, let me get a battery jump. So I came home, went back over there and jumped my car, so I'm here. And I'm alive. And I'm praising God for his love and his mercy. Thank him for another time. The watchman is on the wall. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving until Jesus Christ comes. There's no other name given under heaven where men can be saved in the name of Jesus. All other names is fake, phony, amen, Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse. Those names don't mean nothing. My name don't mean nothing. But I'll tell you one thing. There's a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, oh my God, is Lord to the glory of God. And we are hot tonight. I'm on fire for the Lord. I'm going to continue on preaching this gospel. Brother Tim is going to be right there with me as much as he can. And let me tell you something. We got something to tell you about Jesus Christ. Any other thing, any other name is no good. I'm not sorry to say that, because Jesus Christ is the only God-man that ever was, ever will be. There won't be nobody else like Jesus Christ, because he's God Almighty in the flesh. Woo! He came all the way down from the portals of glory, and he died on Calvary's cross for our sins.
Amen.
And we wouldn't have hell. My God, my God. He wants to save us from hell. That's his first priority. Amen. His first priority is to save your soul, because your soul is eternal. Your soul is everlasting, and you're going to spend eternity somewhere when you die. If you die without Jesus Christ in your life, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, walking, and I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. We got some weak Christians. We got some hard-headed Christians. We got some backsliding Christians. Jesus Christ saved them already. He don't save them already, and they're going to be accountable for their actions that they have done. I'm not putting nobody in hell. Amen. The only way you can go to hell is to reject Jesus Christ. Any other person that Jesus Christ, you're on your way to glory. Woo! I don't care what kind of problems you have. I don't care what you're going through, because God's mercy is lasting forever. Apostle Paul, 8:35 of Romans, says this: what can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? Good God Almighty, let me tell you something. You can go through the hell and high waters. People can talk about you, low cut you, mutilize you. But let me tell you, if you've been born again, and you know that you've been born again, and let me tell you something. There's a point in life, amen, that I don't believe there's a God. I know there's a God.
Amen.
I know there's a God. I know he alive. I know he lives. I know he died for me. I know he sacrificed his life for me. I know he was beaten beyond recognition and ducked his head between. I know that. You can't take that away from me.
The devil
can't bother me with that. He can't come up and talk about, well, if the Lord loves you, how come you're having so much problem? They tell me trials and tribulations will come your way. Amen. But let me tell you, I got a battle axe that fight all my battles. I don't try to fight my battles. God fight my battles.
Amen.
And I thank you. We're going to talk tonight about what? We're going to talk about them demons, them devils. We're going to talk about the rapture of the church. My God, my God. You talking about excitement?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Antichrist. We're going to talk about that peace treaty. We're going to talk about this year shutdown that's coming up. Amen. The government got no more money. Amen. They're wasting the money.
Yeah.
They're using it to the glory of God. People are conniving and jiving, and people just saying, oh, this coronavirus, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm not worried about no coronavirus. I ain't thinking about no coronavirus. What I want is your soul. What I want you to come to Christ. I don't care if you're a church member or you're a church goer. Amen. You still need Jesus Christ. Amen. You can know the Bible. You can quote the scriptures, but you still need to know Jesus Christ for
that's
the pardon
right.
of your
right.
sins. Because one thing about it, no sin. No sin. Uh-oh. No sin will ever enter into the kingdom of God anymore. Satan was cast out to the earth, and he's been out of there for 6,000 years. He's been trying to get back in. He's trying to get a free ride. Ooh, the devil's trying to get a free ride to heaven. Awful work.
Right.
You know, a lot of people say, well, I work in the church, and I'm a good person. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. I've been married for 50, 60 years, and I know the Bible says if you lust upon a woman, you already committed adultery in your heart. Well, I probably don't. Hey, any man that's a man going to do that. Amen. But they tell me I don't do a lot of other things. Well, make no difference what you don't do.
That's right.
One thing you got to do. There's one thing you got to do. John the Baptist came through the wilderness. And he didn't say go to church. He didn't say go get baptized. He didn't say go do some good work. He said, yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. What you
come
mean,
on,
you said, preacher? I'm talking like 180 degrees. And you're going one way. Amen. You're going one way, and you take 180 degrees and turn.
That's right.
And put your faith in Jesus Christ. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you're going in a new direction. Amen. Those old things you used to know, you don't do no more. You don't want to do them. And you hate if you do do it. What Paul said, he said the things that I wanted to do, I didn't know how to perform that. But when I wanted to do good, evil was present with me. He said, man that I am. Who was able to deliver me from this body of death? In other words, sin is in the bodies. Sin is in that flesh. And let me tell you, you fight the war battle. You're not fighting against flesh and blood. No, you fight against the principality of air because the devil wants your soul back. And guess what? He can't get it back. No way he can get it back. Why? Because you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You've been sanctified. You've been glorified through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is your captain now. Jesus Christ is your ruler. He rules your life. He controls your life, not the devil. We got a lot of Christians let the devil do everything you want to do. And the reason why, because they're not seeking out. They're not seeking. They're not working out their own soul salvation. They just want to go to church and lay around and play hanky-panky and all that stuff. Let me tell you, going to church is more than going to church. Going to church is when you go there and say, Lord, Lord, let me be an instrument for somebody that I can draw somebody into the house of God and let them hear about the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible, the Bible is the only book on the planet that the devil hates. Any
That's
other
right.
book the devil is over. He hates the Bible. The Bible tells man what he is. And man
That's
don't
right.
want to admit that he's a sinner. He's a low-down sinner. He's rotten. He's separated from God. He needs God in his life. Satan said, oh, you don't need no God. Or you can do good by yourself. Oh, yeah, you can do good by yourself. When you get in some trouble, oh, Lordy, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. His body ain't no light switch. You don't turn him on, turn him off anytime you want to. The Bible says
That's
be consistent. Be dedicated. Be committed in the name of
That's
Jesus
right,
Christ.
Doctor.
Because let me tell you, he's coming back again. And he's coming back to get a church without a spot, without a wrinkle. Oh, you talk about a glorious time. You talk about a marriage at the supper. Oh, man, I've been married one time. But my next marriage is an everlasting marriage. I'm going to get married to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm engaged now.
Hallelujah,
I'm engagement day. Amen. I got the ring of the Holy Ghost in my heart. And the Lord ain't going to take it out of me. He ain't going to take it away. I don't care what you got to go through, brothers and sisters. I don't care how young you are. You need Jesus Christ in your life.
We're
going to talk about the beast, talk about Armageddon. We're going to talk about the return of Christ. Especially, we want to get a little more, brother Timothy is going to get a little more on them demons and devils because they're operating in our churches today. They're operating on the streets.
Yeah.
They're operating everywhere. There ain't no place that the devil don't want to operate. You know, if he's operating in the church, he got the church all messed up because he's already on. Look here. Look here, Lucifer. Up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. I'm going to build my church. And when Jesus said my church, he said, I'm the owner. I'm the ruler.
Amen.
The
I'm the one that sacrificed myself. I'm the one that can call out to the four corners of the earth, amen, and they'll listen. I'm the one. And I'm going to build it out of what? I'm going to build it out of lost souls, souls that need to know Jesus Christ. I'm going to take the sinner man and make him a saint. I'm going to take the wino and give him a new drink. I'm going to take the dancer and let him dance with me. Woo! Have you ever danced with Jesus Christ? Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Put your head on his shoulder, good God Almighty, and lean on him. He's a leaning post. I don't care
That's
how
right.
hard you got it. Yeah, he's a leaning post. And how hard you're catching it, that post will never, never lean. Why? Because he's eternal. He's the eternal God. God bless you. Amen. Brother Tim, I'm all excited. I'm on high. I want you to tell these people out here what thus says the Lord from the word of God. Tell them about them devils and demons that's working in our families today, working in our youth today, working in Hollywood, working down in the corner, working in this place. Amen. And these guys, these demons are real. And Brother Tim is going to break us down for us. So before I do that, I'm going to have prayer. Then Brother Tim, you take over, all right?
Amen. All right, Doctor.
In the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your goodness. We ask you right now, Father, that you break down the word in our hearts and minds. Touch Brother Tim right now, Lord. Let him break down the word. Let the world know that Jesus Christ is the only one that can deliver us from sin and put the devil a curse, Lord, because he's a liar and the truth is not in him. We ask you to sanctify those that need to sanctify, Lord, and let those that's listening go tell their friends. Amen. Brother Tim and Brother Bazaar is on. Let's see what they got to say, because you won't hear this in the church. You won't get this in some congregation. But why? Because, number one, the preachers are scared to preach it. But, Lord, we rebuke the fear and let the word go out in a mighty way in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Okay, Brother Tim.
Amen, Doctor. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen, Doctor. It's good to be back. It's a blessing.
Yep.
All glory to Most High. Amen. The weather's still nice. I'm grateful for that. Amen. So
yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into some Bible study and Bible teaching. Amen. Our job is to ring the alarm, sound the alarm for the church. Amen. The church is asleep for some time. Amen. Our job is to wake the church up and prepare the church. Amen. For Christ's return. Amen. I'm so excited, brother. Amen. I'm so glad to be a saint, a child of the Most High God. Man, I can't sit there and tell you how excited my soul and my spirit is. Amen. I tell people, man, people are crying and going on about this world. I say, man, if you really look at it, this is really the best time to be alive. Amen. It's a possibility. Amen. It's
Good
a
God.
Possibility, not saying that it is, that we might get to witness the return of Christ. Man, I'm so excited. I'm like, man, this is the best time to be alive. My dad preached and talked about it. He's always saying this next millennium, Christ is going to return. He said he believed he's going to return. Amen. Soon. He didn't
amen.
Say again. Amen. But he said, well, it's a possibility that we may get to see him. Amen. And think
oh
about that. Amen. We just want to, amen, brother. Hallelujah. We just want to wake the church up. Let's go. Let's get it going. Let's spread the word. Spread the gospel. Let's
Keep
get as many saints into the kingdom of heaven. Get your family ready. I don't care what they believe, what they think. Tell them that God loves them.
Amen.
Tell them that watchman on the wall, Elder Bazaar, loved them. Tell them that Minister Jackson, Minister Tim loves them. Amen. We love each and every one of you. Amen. We're so glad that you're listening. Amen. We're going to talk about, amen, lies, lies, lies. The devil is a lie. Amen. I'm so glad that he's a lie. Amen. Because, amen, I'm so glad that my soul has been saved, amen, and I rebuke the devil, and you have to. You have to rebuke Satan. You have to speak out against Satan. See, so many people in church, I'm not talking about the people in the world, we're talking about the people in church, are so afraid of the devil. Amen. He said,
yeah.
I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen.
Yeah.
God got your back. All the way, God has your back. And all you got to do is hold his hand, hold the Savior's hand as we walk through this journey. He said, I will never leave you No, Lucifer can't do anything to you without God's permission. Amen. This is why
Amen.
It's so important that we walk in the Spirit and that we hear God. Amen. Because we know that Lucifer became who? Lucifer became Satan. He was a high-ranking angel. Amen. And when he turned his back on God, he sinned against the Most High God. Amen. And he began to convince other angels, amen. I don't know how he did that or what they were thinking, but he actually convinced those other angels to rebel against God and that he wanted to overthrow the throne of God, amen. And so after he fell from heaven, after he was kicked out of heaven, he became Satan, amen. He was no longer Lucifer. He became Satan, amen. And he began to, his spirit changed, so he was no longer a spirit of God. Amen. He was no longer with God, and his light changed. So he became a devil. Amen. That's where the devil spirits come from. That's where the saying a devil come from. So when we're talking about a devil, what you're talking about is the spirit of evil and wickedness and the spirit of rebellion against the Most High God. That's what the devil is. That's why people say, remember the old boy, he say, he, my dad said, he ain't number the old devil. Amen. Well, that's what he was saying. He was saying that, that person is operating and working in the spirit of Satan, which was Lucifer, the devil. Amen. So that's why you have many, what, devil spirits, because they follow who? Lucifer, who is now Satan. They have the spirit of the devil. Amen. And because they had the spirit of wickedness and rebellion, there was about 200 angels that looked down and saw the daughters of men, and they thought they were beautiful. Oh, man, they thought they were sexy and fine, just like how men lust after women. Those angels looked down and said, this is what we're going to do. They went down and began to have children. They began to mate with the women. Amen. They had an offspring. They began to have children. And those children, amen, became giants, Nephilim. They became very strong giants, huge. Amen. And so what happened was when the flood happened, they killed off almost all of them or all of them, and even when they was killing one another, because God sent the angels to cause them to battle against one another and to kill one another because they were so wicked in the earth. They was killing men. They was killing animals. They was just doing everything. They were sacrificing. They were doing human sacrifices. Oh, man, the demons and devils are real, and they are ancient. They are nothing to play with. Amen. They've been on this earth, roaming the earth, longer than we have. Amen. So I tell people to be very careful with a lot of different things, because a lot of people, I heard people say, oh, well, you know, I used to see my auntie in the room, or my grandmother would come in the room. I said, you have to be careful with that. Amen. Because we know, we talked about last week, where do you go when you die? We know that the saint's spirit is resting. So if they was a child of God, amen, amen, their soul is what? Resting. So I don't believe it was them. You have to be careful, because demons can trick you and fool you. The voices that they hear, amen, that may not be the voice of your loved one. You have to be very careful with that. That could be a demonic spirit. Amen. Yes, could be a demon. That's right. So you have to be careful. Amen. That's why we always anoint our children, anoint your house as much as you possibly can. I know I do. I have a habit of anointing all my doors and my windows. In fact, I'm going to share a story with you, amen, that happened to me over 20 years ago. Amen, amen. I had gotten into something, you know, something that happened many years ago, and I remember, amen, that the lady that came to the house, she was a probational officer. And she came to my house. Well, she said she was coming to visit my house. And I never forget, because she used to be so ugly and so mean to me, and just saying all kind of hateful stuff to me. And, you know, of course, you have to take it, because you don't want them to try and get you in trouble. And so I remember I prayed and asked God. I said, you know what? If this woman come to my house and she set foot in my house with any intent to harm me or my family or to lie, that I pray that God strike her right on the spot. I'm just going to be real with you. Strike her dead right on the spot. I said it because I was so upset at this woman. on how she would handle me. And I'll never forget. My wife is a witness to this. I'll never forget. She came to the door. She knocked on my door. Do you know that that woman came to my house? She was supposed to come in and evaluate the house, came to the house, looked at my house, and left. And I had no one in my house. That was nothing but the power of God. See, when the enemy comes to do you harm, God is on your side. See, Lucifer can't do nothing to you without God's permission. That's why I say, I tell people, man, pray. When you get in your car before you leave your house, pray. When you leave your house, pray. God will protect you and keep you from any and everything. It is so important that you pray. We anoint our house. Right. Anoint your head. Anoint your own head. You don't have to have your pastor anoint your head. If you're a child of God, you're able to do the same things. I'm going to give you the power to do as many things as I can do. Amen. So it's important that we do everything we can to keep these devil spirits away from us. You know, we have to be careful because of so many different gates, that these demons come through, and you don't want to open up none of these gates or nothing. Amen. So you have to be mindful, of who you bring into your house, who you hang around. Spirits.
All right.
Now, spirits can't come into a believer, they do roam. They do travel, and that's what they do. They are traveling, and so you have to sit. You have to praise His holy name. Praise and worship must be. See, demons hate praise. They hate when you praise God. They hate when you speak the name. Amen. Yes. They hate when you speak the name. And so when you are constantly praising and speaking the name, and oh my God, you pleading the blood. Oh, they can't stand the cross, brother. They can't stand the blood. No, remember the death angel had to pass over. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And so a lot of times you have to anoint your house. Amen. So the death angel won't bother you. Amen. Because, I tell people all the time, when you follow God and you living for God, there's a whole lot of things that Lucifer and them demons can't do to you. The Bible said that demons tremble at the name. Amen. Woo! They tremble at his name. So you know that's a power. You just speak his name and they go to church. That's why praise and worship and praise him in the spirit is so, so important. It's so powerful. That we get into the spirit. Amen. Because you don't have time to play. See, they know when you ain't real. They know when you playing. Amen. What they tell that brother? Amen. Say Paul. Amen. And we know them. But you. Hold on. Brother, we see them every day. See, they see you. Don't think they don't see you. And one of my mentors used to tell me when I was young, amen. She used to tell me, she said, the devil can hear what you say. Well, you also got to be careful what you say. Because the devil, see, a lot of times, you tell the devil everything he needs to know. He don't know your thoughts. That's what she used to say. He said, demons and the devil can't hear your thoughts. But when you don't say certain things, they know your thoughts. They know your fears. Amen. And so what that brother say, he said, I see them preaching the gospel all the time. Casting out them. We know them. But, brother, we don't know you. And that brother was playing. Hey, we don't know you. Man, tore him out them clothes. And sent him on his way running naked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My dad used to always say, amen, two things you don't do. You don't play with God, and you don't play with the devil. But you sure don't play with God. That's who you really don't play. You don't play with God. Amen. He said, you always be respectful to the Most High God. Amen. You give him all the praise, the honor, and the glory because he's the one that blessed our very life. We could have been gone, bro.
Amen.
We could have been out of here. But we thank you. Amen. We're going to get a little bit more into them demons, but I'm about to pass over to the brother. Amen. But before I pass it over to him, I want to share with you all because a lot of people are asking. I'm hearing a lot of people asking, how do we know? I got a family member, man. He is funny. He cracks me up. We talk, You know, he is funny. And he say, man, you know, we've been hearing about this stuff since back in the 60s, and he's older than me. We've been hearing about all this stuff. I said, man, in the 80s and the 2000s, God come back. I said, man, he said, that's just saying this. But let me tell you something. They probably have been saying it, because I remember reading that Paul and them, even back then, thousands of years ago, they was always looking for Christ to return. But what's different about now than the past? It's
Come
in the
on.
Book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. Amen.
Yes.
And I believe it's the fourth verse. Let me pull out the scripture. I'm going to read it to them. I'm going to turn it back over to the elder. Amen. This is Daniel. I have to read this real quick. Daniel, the 12th chapter. I know we read it many times, but I got to share it with you again.
That's all right.
Amen. All glory to the Most High. Because we want you to be now. Like Paul said, brother, I have you to not be what?
Ignorant.
Ignorant. Paul said, I want you to be knowledgeable. I want you to know these things. Now, watch what it says. Amen. Daniel, the 12th chapter. This is the key right here. Amen. Verse 4. It says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. We are in the last days. We are in the last days. Make no mistake about it. Daniel gave us a secret for the believers and to those that study and read the word to share with the other rest of the church, the rest of the believers and the Christians.
Yes, yes.
He said, watch what he said. He said, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. That is it right there. Daniel gave us the secret key to know where we are in time. How do we know where we are? How do we know we're getting close to the end? How do we know that we are soon approaching Christ's return? Daniel just said it because you want to know why. Many are running. People are so concerned about their money in the bank. They're checking their account. See, this access to technology in there gives you access to everything. I remember when my dad used to have to go down to the bank and check his bank account. He used to have to actually drive downtown to go check on his account, check on his investments, check on his stuff. He had to do that. Now you can just sign on. You can communicate. You can email people across the world. Knowledge has increased. People can travel now faster than ever. In the past 200 years, 150 years, we have traveled faster than man has since Christ has died on the cross. We can travel. You can get to another. Amen, brother. Good God Almighty. Boy, it used to take months. People can travel in days around the world. Within a week, you can travel around the world. That was not thought of thousands. That was almost possible. I remember they used to talk about this guy. Used to be this book of this show. Something about this guy could travel around the world in 180 days.
Yeah,
180 days. Hey, man, you remember that, brother?
Yeah, I remember that, brother.
180 days. He could travel around the world. Now, man is traveling around the world within a week's time. That's unimaginable. Amen. But I just want to share that, brother. I'm going to turn over to you. That's a key that Daniel gave us to know where we are to. Hey, you need to look up.
We need to
live every day of our lives as if Christ is about to return. Church, we got to get
Amen,
ready.
Brother.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord
Amen.
For the word. And the brother, I'm not going to get off of this year demon right now. I'm gonna stay right here because I got some information very valuable coming from the word of God. Coming from the word of God, demons didn't always used to be demons. They used to be holy angels. Holy angels and demons are different. Demons are angels that have cohabitated with the human race, and they was half man, half human, and half divine, and they became wicked. Those were demons. Fallen angels are angels that was in the presence of God with Lucifer.
Amen.
But convince them. Now, here is the convincing. He convinced one-third of the angelic being. And guess what? God couldn't stop it. God couldn't stop the rebellion. He let the rebellion fall for a swing through because Satan was determined. That sucker was determined. And people today got the same they're determined to deny God. They're determined to refute God. They're determined to say God don't exist. They're determined to dethrone God, and it comes from Lucifer. And now he's on earth, and he's got the whole world. Majority of the population of this world is in rebellion against God. That's why you got killings and murders and pornography. That's why you got a domestic violence. That's why you got people shooting and killing. That's why you got drugs and all kinds of stuff to destroy. Man, Satan said, I am going to do three things. I'm going to kill, rob, and destroy. That's the only thing he can do. But what happens is he did things that look good, that's not good, until after it's all over. Oh, y'all don't understand.
That's right.
You can take a beautiful woman and put her and make her switch and make her walk. Oh, man, the devil put in your mouth. Ooh, daddy-o, look at that, man.
Yeah.
It looks good. It looks good, but you ought to see it at the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
For men who like prostitution, the young girls wear short dresses with the boobs hanging all out. Man, that's my kind of stuff. Man, I'm going to grab that woman, but after that woman gets through with you, you don't know what she got. You don't know where she came from.
Right.
And by the time you get to 40 years old, you got claps, you got gonorrhea, you got syphilis. You can't get well. You say, man, I can't do nothing. That stuff is eating my body up. It makes it look good, but after it's all over, you're doomed. And that's how the devil works. He makes things look good on the outside, but on the inside is rotten. It's low down. And so what he has done, he has brought it to earth because God said, I don't want it. I don't want it. And he put Lucifer in the Garden of Eden, and he made the tree of knowledge of good and evil look good to eat. Oh, man. She looked at that food and said it was good for pleasure. It was good to know knowledge, and it will make one wise to become as God, knowing good and evil. Man, he plastered that all over Eve, and Eve said, oh, yes. Look what you can do. And guess what? She ate it. And when she ate it, guess what? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. And she went to Adam, the headship of creation, the headship, the one that God made first. And when he made Adam, he said, now I'm going to give you dominion over the fish, over the fowl, over the birds. You shall be dominion over the whole earth. And guess what? The devil said, no, that's supposed to be mine.
That's right.
And guess what? I lost it because I wanted to be like God. I wanted to take everything that God has. He said, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get it back. I'll get it back. But nothing didn't happen until Adam ate the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, and his eyes were open. And he knew he was naked. You want to know where all the crime comes from? You want to know where all the killing comes from? You know where all the baby sacrifices are coming from? You know where all the drugs are coming from? You know where all the whiskey and wine and women and all kinds of things come from? It comes right out of the Garden of Eden because Satan brought it with him. And he's been working on it for 6,000 years. He's been killing folks. All wars come from Satan. Satan is the war mongrel, not God. God is about a fighting God, but he don't fight. God don't like to fight, but if he has to, he'll fight.
And
when he comes back on the white horse, he's going to fight against the nations of the world. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the rebellion of man going to whoop Jesus Christ? Can you see how Satan is going to meet him at Armageddon? And when Satan meets Jesus Christ and the church at Armageddon, they tell me the victory belongs to Jesus and the church. Man, what you talking about?
Right.
I'm talking about I got victory in Jesus Christ. I will never lose a battle. You know why? Because God is fighting my battles. And I know as long as I've been serving him, worshiping him, hoping in him, praying for him, praying and crying about him, he has never let me down. He has never let me down. He has never let me down. I don't know where people get this idea that God's going to give up on the saints of God. He ain't going to give up on the saints. The saints belong to him. He paid the price with his own blood. And there's nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus Christ. Like the brother said, Satan's scared of the blood.
Yes, sir.
Scared as hell.
That's it.
Satan can come up on you. Satan can come up on you and try to put something on you. But when he see that blood, he goes right back to hell.
That's right.
And, that's my another angel. He always coming and going, seeking to and fro in earth. That's what he's doing, looking for, looking, looking. And he's looking for those that don't know him. And he ain't worried about the ones that he have. He's worried about ones that he don't have. And the ones he don't have is the strength of God. And that's what he's trying to do today. And the world is saying now, oh, there ain't no such thing as God. Preachers are saying, well, I think God is just don't went to sleep or he's crippled. Preachers are not standing up for the Lord and Savior Jesus
Christ.
They're lifting up his name. They're lifting up their self. They're lifting up their prosperity. They're lifting up all what they do. They're lifting up all what they done said and think it's edifying. But if it ain't from the word of God, it ain't nothing but dumb. Because the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
And buddy, if you're a sinner and ain't living right and doing anything and the word is preached to you, it will cut you up to pieces. Oh, yes, it will.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You better know
it. Ask David when he took Bathsheba and went into her and brought a baby forth and then got her husband and killed him, and Nathan came to him and gave him a riddle and said, now look, what would you do if a man had a little lamb and the king went and got the little lamb and the king got all kind of lamb? What would you do if he go take that little man's pet lamb and kill it and eat it for a big dinner? What would you consider him? He said, death. He said, thou art the man. The word cut him up. Because he knew he knew what he did. And know when you do something wrong and the word of God comes out to you and start cutting on you, you need to repent. Fall down on your knees. You know you ain't right. You trying to play the hypocrite. You trying to get past God. You can't get past God, preachers. Man, come on now. You can say all the good sermons. I can say all the good sermons. But let me tell you, if you ain't living nothing, you can't pronounce the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ is powerful. It can change anything. If you don't believe me, Jesus said, look, if y'all don't praise me, if y'all don't lift me up, I'll call the rocks and the mountains to talk to me.
Amen.
And that's a powerful word, brother. When you get a mountain to start talking, when you get the stones start jumping up and open their mouth praising God, that's some power, brother. What you talking about? God's got
that's
awesome
it.
Power. And the devil knows he got awesome power. And he trembled at the name of Jesus Christ. And listen, these are the attributes of Satan. And this is what the Bible calls Satan. In Revelation 12 and 7, called him the dragon. In Revelation 20 and 10, calls him the deceiver. In Revelation 9 and 11, calls him the destroyer. In Matthew 12, 24, call him Beelzebub. In 2 Corinthians 6:15, calls him Bela. The professional liar means vile, meaning he's vile, he's nasty, he's ruthless. In Matthew 13 and 38, calls him the wicked one. In the book of 1 Thessalonians 3 and 5, calls him the tempter. In Revelation 12 and 10, calls him the accuser of the brethren. In 1 Timothy 4 and 1,
right.
Calls him the He got his doctrines. He got his own. See, the devil got his own doctrines. He don't come from the Bible. And when a preacher don't come from the Bible, he's got a doctrines of devil. And, buddy,
that's
you got
right.
Plenty of doctrines of devil today that you can't even shake a stick at. They're coming from the pits of hell, and the demons are carrying them and interjecting them into the minds of unregenerated men, and they're causing
that's
people
it.
To err from the faith. Die and go to hell. Because if you're not preaching saved Jesus and him crucified, come up from the grave on the third day morning, you ain't preaching nothing. You ain't preaching N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Don't you get it? Do you understand the N or the G? Nothing. Wait.
That's it.
People today, and guess what? People will grab anything that's filthy. They think it's clean, but it's filthy. Anything that comes from the Word of God, they want to reject it and make complaints about it and say, well, that ain't what I think the Scripture said. Well, the reason why you don't think what the Scripture said is because you have no idea what you're talking about. You in the flesh. You got a spirit of what? Rebellion in you. Rebellion is, man, you talking about somebody getting hurt. If you want to get hurt, go to church, in some churches. If you really want to get hurt, because church folks can hurt you more than the world folks can hurt you.
That's right. They can.
I don't want to go to church because people ain't acting right. Well, you ain't going to church to look at the people. You're going to church to hear the word. And if you ain't hear the word, you better find a church where you can go and hear the word of God. Because let me tell you, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can you preach unless what? God got to send him. If God didn't send him, let me tell you something. God will lead you. If you want to be led, let the Lord lead you by his spirit. And he'll give you a church home, and he'll give you a pastor. But you got to know what you're looking for. If you're looking for junk, hey, God ain't going to find that for you. You're going to go on your own on that. And you got to pay the consequence. But you got to be led by the spirit. And if you're not led by the spirit, you might end up in the church, man, they believe in everything. They believe in loose living. They believe in smoking. They believe in gambling. They believe in going and doing what you do. God will forgive you. Yes, I know God will forgive you, but you continue on, and pretty soon the Lord said, well, I can't do nothing with that. I can't regenerate that heart, because that heart ain't made on repentance. He has not come to repentance. He's not sorry for sinning against me, sinning against a holy God. And God is so holy that the moon gets embarrassed, and the sun is start blushing, and the stars get weak and fall out their sockets. Let me tell you what Job said. This is what Job said. I want to read this because I was reading it today. It says, in the fourth chapter of the 18th verse, listen, behold, he put his no trust in his servants or his angels. He charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the maw. In other words, God do not put no trust in the angel. He don't put no trust in the saints of God. Why? Because let me tell you, man is untrustworthy. God knows that the man is weak. He knows that man don't keep his word. He knows that man is fallible to go any direction but the direction that God wants him to go. Listen, Satan is leaving here his destruction. Listen what he has. The devil had his own kingdom. He has his own worshipers. He has his own angels. He has his own ministers. He has his own miracles. He has his own sacrifices. And he don't sacrifice like Jesus Christ done. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself because we, our sin, our abomination put him on the cross. Our wickedness put Jesus on the cross. And he let it be done. And the only way he knew that he could redeem man, God said, I got to become man.
That's right. Feel
what sin feel like and what sin will do to you. When Jesus Christ comes, the Jews said, we don't want him. We don't want him. No, he ain't our Messiah. And they reject the Messiah.
Yeah.
I don't care if you Jew or Gentile. The Jews suffered so rigorously because they rejected the Messiah. They didn't like it because when he came to die. They thought he was going to come and turn the Roman government upside down and start the millennium reign. He ain't doing that. We don't want no parts of it. And Jesus said, suffering, you're going to suffer tribulation. You're going to suffer punishment. Because you rebelled. And by the Jews rebelling against them, they was 2,600 years in a lost wilderness until 1948. And they were rebellious. And see, the Jews are God's chosen people.
Amen.
And God don't have no respect for them. He expected the Jews to what?
Mm-hmm.
Be an example as a nation to the other nations, that there's only one true living God in heaven. And he is not no one place God. He's everywhere God. Everywhere you go, God is there. Make my beds in hell, God is there. Take an eagle, fly to the upmost parts of the earth, God is there. Go down in my basement, in the left-hand corner of my basement, and cover myself up, God is there. So you can't get away. You might get by for a little bit, but you want to stand up one day before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account. That goes for unbelievers and born-again believers, because there's two judgments. There's the judgment of the saints, and there's a judgment of the wicked. Good God Almighty. Woo! And the wicked are going to be judged for the works.
That's right.
Because they think they're going to get you to heaven, and the works ain't going to be worth 2 cents.
And all right. Amen.
The righteous are going to be judged not for their salvation, but for their works.
That's right.
So
amen.
I'm going to heaven, and I'm a good church worker. Oh, I work, I pray, I do it. Well, you can work till your fingers turn to dust. You can work, and call yourself working for the Lord, and if you don't have the new birth, if you don't have the new regeneration, if you don't have the new redemption, if you have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, your works is worthless.
Amen, doctor. Come on.
A seat of Jesus Christ, I'm going to be judged. Good God Almighty. I'm going to be judged for my works.
Amen.
What did I do for Christ while I was here on earth? What did
That's right.
I say to people? How did I live before God? How did I pay my tithe and an offering? How did I visit the hospital? How did I witness to people? How did I preach the word? How did I handle myself while I was in? I'm going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
And if my works were done through Jesus Christ, guess what? I have a reward coming. I got a reward coming. And the reward is a place of either 5 crowns that you can receive. I don't know which crown I want to receive, but I know one thing. I'm going to get 1 or 2. Woo!
Amen.
Know, but I'm earnestly walking in the Spirit every minute of the day. Lord, let this flesh be crucified with Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
amen.
That whatever I do it from the bottom of my heart. And I'm preaching tonight. Brother Tim is preaching tonight. He's trying to tell y'all out there, hey, man, you need Jesus Christ in your life. Don't think you get to heaven by shaking your pastor's hand. And it's due respect to give your pastor respect. But if he ain't telling you the word of God and telling you how to rightly divert the word of God and live in the word himself, you better watch out. Because let me tell you, your work. My works are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Either I'm going to receive wood, hay, and stubble, or I'm going to receive gold, silver, and brass. Either I'm going to have a position in heaven with Jesus Christ, or I won't have a position in heaven with Jesus Christ. Because a lot of people say, I want to be in the church. I want to be the doorkeeper. I want to be the janitor. That's good. That's all right. But what is your position with Christ? How do you stand up with Christ? How do you feel about Jesus Christ? Do you love him? Do you adore him? Do you worship him? Do you honor him? Do you respect him with your talk, with your cussing? No, you can't do that way. You can't come to my, I'm going to lay down my religion. I'm going to say a few words. Well, that's not of Jesus Christ. Oh, you hear me. You up there smoking and drinking. You think you're doing that for Jesus Christ. You ain't doing that for Christ. You're doing that for the flesh, world, and the devil. And it ain't nothing but wood, hay, and stubble. And if you're a Christian and you in that participation, you have confessed to Christ, when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, guess what? You ain't going to get nothing. There's going to be
one
thing. But if your salvation, you shall be saved because Christ died for your sins. He died for the salvation of your soul, not your body. Your body, amen. If you could go to heaven right now with the body you got on, amen, you wouldn't be able to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Because Paul said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. And then he said, after this old mortal body be changed, I'm going to take off this mortal body and put on immortality. I'm going to have a spiritual body.
That's right. Amen.
a glorified body. And Superman ain't got nothing on me. I don't need a cape.
That's right.
And the X-Men ain't got nothing on me.
Amen.
I'm a child of God, and when I take flight, good God Almighty, I'm going to have a new suit. Yeah. I'm going to have a brand new body, and I'm going to take flight.
Yes.
At the judgment seat of Christ. And yes. He's going to judge me for our work. And guess what? The devil don't like it. The devil don't like it when I talk like that. And he ain't going to like you if you say, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. And I love him to death. I love the Lord Jesus Christ to death. Amen. I love him to death so much. Death got to get up and get out. Because
amen.
I'm going to serve the Lord. And I know Brother Tim is going to serve the Lord. And we know
yes,
that the devil got all kind of organizations on the planet. And I'm going to name some of them. I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim. He has sacrifices of human beings where they're sacrificing to idols in the modern day terminology, in this zip-zap age, in this new age technology. Men are sacrificing babies and porno, and they're eating flesh, and they're drinking blood, and they're eating their own feces, and they're drinking urine, and they're going before a robot god, and they're worshiping, and they're bowed down. This has been a United States of America. This is happening in America. Witchcraft is Satan. These are demons. That's what they do.
Yep.
In Hollywood, those folks is in witchcraft. They voodoo. They are selling their soul to Satan. That's witchcraft.
Mm.
And the world is saying, oh, ain't that a beautiful show? Look at what they're doing. They're doing all kind of games. They're playing all kind of games. Let me tell you, that's an amusement for the spirit of man to get men off of the mind of their soul.
That's
what the devil is doing. He's turning the world upside down off of the mind of Jesus Christ and the shed blood, how he suffered and died, because Pastor Paul said preaching of the cross to those that are not saved is foolishness. And
That's the right world
thinks the cross is foolishness. I don't want to end up with no cross, man. I don't want to hear about no shed blood. I don't want to hear about nobody repenting. I don't want to hear about nobody getting up out the grave after they didn't went into hell. And, oh, man, I ain't got time for that garbage. And I know I'm telling you, and I know what the devil's saying. I know what Satan, and he's laughing at the saints of God, saying, oh, them old fools, they're in there praying, and they're shouting, and they're confessing their sin, and look what, Lord, they'll be doing that next week. You got that right. I'll do it until Jesus Christ comes, because when he comes, it's going to be a moment of a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
The Bible says that John said he's a liar. The Bible
says
John said he's a murderer. He's an enemy of the word of God. He's a roaring lion. He imitates God. He ain't nobody old copycat. Always copying off somebody. Always want to be somebody else. There's people in Hollywood that people are in love with. They just love the way they live. Some people just love Wendy. Wendy, what's her name? Wendy, some kind of show she got.
Wendy Williams.
Yeah. She gets up there. She comes out there bouncing the big boobs. Don't you think men just look at that? Oh, man, look at them boys. Look at them boys. She's seducing the manhood
right.
of a man. All these Hollywood movie stars, and there's church folks that's in love with saints and sinners and all this old crap they putting on, and men swapping wives, and men going with this woman and then going with this woman and have a baby by this woman, and folks just say, oh, man, look what she done. People are worshiping that stuff, and God said it's abomination to me, because that's no way to live. They don't live. And you call yourself a Christian and you under that kind of stuff? No, you're not. And I ain't nobody's judge, but I said, no, you're not. Because the Bible says if a man say he loved God and hate his brother, if a man loved the world more than he loved God, the love of the Father not him. And if you love the world and you crazy about the world and you involved with the world and you all up in the meetings and banquets and bingo and all, you just say, well, I'm going to enjoy my life. Something's wrong somewhere, and it's not God
right.
Almighty. He said, come out from among that kind of stuff and be ye separated, says the Lord. Because when I come, I'm coming out to a blameless church. I'm coming out to church that I can see the blood. If I don't see the blood, you're going to be left here in the rapture. When the rapture comes, the blood running and the Holy Spirit is not running through your veins, you're going to be left here to meet the Antichrist. I think I said Antichrist. Yes, I did. Antichrist.
Right.
The man that's going to be energized. Take control of this. The devil going to take control of this Antichrist and actually incarnate himself inside this Antichrist.
Right,
he's going to get inside of his body. Just like you see these horror pictures on TV, demons working, people disappearing and turning into smoke, going through peepholes and going through the corners. And there are wicked demons in haunted houses. Halloween is coming up this month.
Amen. That's right, doctor.
Don't you think the devil's going to get his trunk out? I seen a Hollywood display that was driving by. Man, old days. I said, hi. I was thinking to myself now. I said, how in the hell can somebody worship that kind of stuff? They got all kind of ugly pictures and all kind of wicked men, all kind of tombstones stuck in their front yard and things that, you know, that would scare little kids. And they worship.
That's right.
That's demonology.
That's right.
Those are demigods. And church folks are bringing it in the church. Oh,
yep.
I repent. Dressing up your little kid like a little demon and going out there getting trick or treat. Don't you know that's demonic? It's been demonic ever since it started. And my mom and dad, they didn't instigate it. But every once in a while, when I was small, we would put on a mask and try to scare somebody. Well, I was a kid, you know, I didn't know all that. But today, man, these kids are really doing it, doing wicked things on a wicked night. Those are demons. That's what me and brother, what's called trying to tell you. These things are alive, and they are working.
Yes, sir.
They're working every day. And so this devil that I'm talking about is a slanderer. He's the prince power of the air. He's the god of this age. He's the king of death, the ruler of darkness. He's the Leviathan in Job. He hinders the work of God. He hinders the prayers of God. He steals the word of God from the believer. In the human heart, he blinds men from the truth. He accuses Christians before God every day.
Every day.
I am accused before God every day by the devil. Look, Yahweh. Look at Bazaar down there. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Get back. And then the Lord said, I got something for you. I got something for you, say Satan. Come on with me. He said, go back on Calvary. Oh, good God Almighty. Look at Calvary.
Amen.
Don't you know what I'm doing? Don't you know that the sin that I committed, don't you know I died for them, past, present, and future? Don't you know that boy Bazaar down there is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ? Don't you know he's chosen by me? Don't you know he's an ambassador for me? Don't you know he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ for me, that to show the world that there's only one way to get to heaven? You got to come on down to Mount Calvary and there repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I got about five more minutes. I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim. It says he has his army. The devil has an army. He lays for men. He sowed tares among God's wheat. He instigates false doctrine, causing it to be misinterpreted, overstressing one of a doctrine and ignoring the other. In other words, the devil picks one little scripture out and he rides that like a pony, riding up and down the road. He'll just ride that. He'll ride until the scriptures. Amen. It's asking for help. Give me another scripture that will back up that scripture. And that's what you got to have. You got to have one scripture to back up another scripture to back up another scripture to get a full understanding of what God is talking about. And some folks say, well, you can't eat swine. If you can't eat swine, you ain't saved. Well, I think cussing It's worse than eating swine.
Amen.
And I think a lot of people may not eat swine, but they cuss like a sailor. There's a lot of people in their pods, and they talking about the friend raising up jealousy. Hey, jealousy is worse than eating a pork chop, eating a pig. That's worse than that. Because it ain't what goes in the mouth that defiles him, it's what comes out. And a lot of people talk sweet, but squeeze a lemon long enough and hard enough, you see the lemon juice coming on the outside. You know it's a lemon. And when you squeeze people, and when people get in a bound and you start squeezing them with the word of God, guess what? It'll come out of them.
That's right.
That's what they do. The word of make you walk right, talk right, look right, act right, and do people right. But now we're living in that week now. People say, I care less. I'm going to live my life without Christ, and I'm going to get to heaven by my works. Man, what you talking about? I'm a hard man in the church. But that ain't going to do it. Here, I'm getting ready to close on this one. He understands certain doctrines, but he don't understand the difficulty. He don't want revelation. Get back, man. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear revelation. No, man. That's frightful. That's right. It is frightful. But for the saints of God, it's glory. And the saints of God, it's victory. For the saints of God, it's hope. For the saints of God, it's going home. For the saints of God, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that made me whole, that I can see Jesus one day. He undermines the sanctity of the home. Satan attacks the home, and he has attacked the homes in the United States of America.
Amen.
He attacked the man, the head of the house. He attacked these young men that don't want to get married. They want to have babies. They want to play hokey pokey. They want to have babies, and then when they have babies, they don't want to take care of them. They don't want to marry the girl that they had the baby by, and they'll live and do all kind of dirt until they get 99, and then they say, "What did you accomplish? Nothing." Why?
Right.
Because you didn't accept Jesus Christ. You didn't come have Jesus Christ in your life and make the home a holy place. Make the home with love and joy and peace, and raise your children and train them in the way that they should go, so when they get old, they will not depart from it. I thank God for my parents. I thank God for all the parents that take responsibility of that child until they get old enough to know how to get on his own. I thank God for why my mama whooped me and corrected me. I thank God for my daddy looking at me
cross-eyed.
I'm a talking boy. You better stop it. I thank God for it so much. I don't know how to handle it. I thank God for Jesus Christ, because it was the Christ in my mom and dad that raised me in a way that I can live to be almost 77 years old.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. If you want joy in your life, live for Christ. Please live for Christ. Give your life to Christ. Many times I could have been killed by a tractor trailer. I could have been drowned, and I could have been shot. But many a time my life has been snuffed out by God and his love and mercy by the prayers of my mom and dad. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your name for it. I tell you, anybody out there listening to me, listen to me.
Sure.
God wants your soul. You won't make it. You won't make it in this life without Christ. You won't make it. The only place you'll make it to the graveyard. One day.
Right.
You'll make it to the graveyard. I guarantee you'll make it to the graveyard. If Christ don't come, you're gonna have your suitcase and your little backpack, and you're gonna go to the Oakwood Cemetery, and they're gonna lay you down. And if you leave this world without Jesus Christ, please don't do it. Don't do it.
Yes.
Whatever you do. I hear the brother say, if you do anything, don't go to hell.
Amen.
Go to, brother. You go to Saudi Arabia. Go to Siberia. Go jump in an alligator pit. A snake pit. But don't go to hell.
That's right.
It's too hot. It's too long. Ain't nothing down there. It ain't no party.
What?
They ain't no guitar playing, no drum beating. They ain't no, what you call it, when them old women check their behind, pork. Ain't no twerking. Ain't no twerking, no. No, sir. Ain't no beer joints. Ain't no Romeo.
No.
Ain't down. Your boyfriend, if he's down there, boy, y'all ain't going to be able to do nothing. Woo!
Amen. What
you better do is come on to the cross. Because let me tell you, forever is more than you can say a year. It's more than a year. Forever means everlasting.
Yes, sir.
Torment and anguish. What are you doing, preacher? I'm telling you, if you don't let Christ, oh my God, if you don't let Christ pay for your sins, you're going to have to pay for your own sins.
Right.
The wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
People are dying today because the wages of sin is death. You're going to die. Physical death, separation from the body. Spiritual death, separated from God.
That's right.
And if you're separated from God, there's no other place for you to go but hell. And all the occults that I've studied on, I got a book called Chaos of Occults. I got all religions that come from demons and devils. All false religions deny the existence of hell. Now, where do you think that comes from? That comes from Lucifer.
Yeah.
Because he knows he is going to hell, period. And every deep and every fallen angel will be shaking hands with each other.
Yes, sir.
And they'll be looking for what kind of job they've done. They only can say, man, we did a hell of a job. We got all these fools down here, all these old clowns, all these old rich folks, all these old people who was denying Jesus Christ, all these preachers that was trying to get a little money and telling people a bunch of lies. We got these fools down here, good God Almighty. Oh, and ain't nobody going to be able to say, come and get me, because I ain't coming. And I know Jesus Christ ain't coming back down there no more. And if he ain't coming back, I ain't know anybody powering up to even think about hell. And people now know that there is a hell, but they want to continue
right.
in their sin. Listen to me, brothers, sisters, like the brother said, we love you. We love you.
Amen. That's right.
We don't have a choir up in here. We don't have no drums. We don't have no programs arranged where we can just listen to some music. I'm not into that right now. I'm into you, making sure
that's
that you know Christ before you leave here. Don't
yes, sir.
Believe. If you don't know Jesus Christ now, you ought to call out to his name right now. Say, Lord, Lord, reveal to me that the word of God is coming from the lips of Brother Bazaar and Brother Tim. This is the
Amen.
Word of God. There is no shadow of turning. This is the real deal.
Yes, sir.
God, your soul, if you want to be saved.
That's right.
If you want to, you got to want to be. If you want to be saved, you want to repent, say, Lord, I am sorry for what I've done against you. I've slandered your name. I ignored you. I ain't paying attention to you. I'm watching my TV set. I got my little car out there in the garage. I'm going to prayer meeting tonight, but I ain't got time to repent because I don't think I did all that bad. But I don't care how bad you did or how good you think you are. You need to be born again. You need Jesus Christ, and he'll change your life. Brother Tim going to tell you how to make that step. Romans 10 and 9. Brother Tim, take it over.
Amen, doctor. Awesome word.
God.
Amen. Awesome word. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about, I'll touch on a little bit of salvation. Amen. I'm going to actually use what the brother said, and then I'm going to talk more about these demonic spirits. Amen. Because they are Roman. They are roaming rampant on this planet, working overtime and double time, working overtime and double time to get as many souls, amen, to go into the darkness for all eternity, of the place of pain and suffering for all eternity.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's the lake of fire. And I think about it so often, the people that have died and left this world and had the opportunity, amen. And as I was sharing with one brother, I said, you know what, brother? It's not going to be by mistake. It's not going to be that you didn't know. Because when you stand before the great judge, our Lord and Savior, Christ, amen, Yahshua, Jesus, amen, amen, there's not going to be an excuse. Man has had chance and opportunity after opportunity. I can look back at my own personal life and look at the opportunity that I've had when I wasn't ready to change my life, and just how graceful and merciful God was when I was out there in the world. Plenty of time. I remember sitting in church when I was a young man, good job, just doing things, hanging out in the world, hanging with the friends, just having a good old time, and just telling God I ain't ready yet. God, I'll be ready for you when I get old. When I'm through doing what I want to do. Amen. That was my mindset, brother. That was my M.O. When I'm done doing what I want to do, then I'll come see you. That was my mindset. And that was back in the 90s. Amen. The early 90s up to the mid-90s. Up until the late 90s. That was my mentality. And into 2000. And I look at the people, the young people today, and I can only imagine all the young people that are saying that today. God, I'll come see you when I'm ready. And that's not how it works. You know, the prayers of the righteous, as the brother said, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I'm so grateful for my mom, my dad, my foreparents, grandparents, the ones that came before me, that have taught me and trained me. The Bible says if you train up a child in the way that he should go, he shall not depart. I'm so grateful for my training. So grateful for my salvation. And I'm not saying it, we're not saying it to boast or brag. We send it to you to let you know how joyful and happy it is on this side. You know, I'm content. You know, it used to be a time where I just want this and want that, want this. That's the devil. The devil will make you thirst and you'll never quench it. You'll never be satisfied. That's why people become filthy rich, famous. And you don't understand why this person commits suicide. Why this person overdose? Why were they even doing drugs? You would think they'd be the most happiest people. But see, that's what Satan sells you on. He sells you on the look of things. And then he lets you know there's a price to pay. That's why you have to be careful with playing with demonic spirits and playing with devil spirits and things of that nature. Because the cross, amen, is the
truth. Right. Yeah.
The cross is the answer to all your problems. Are we saying that we're perfect? No. Are we saying that we don't get behind on bills and things happen in our lives? No. We're not saying that at all. We're saying that, in fact, I'll be the one to probably first admit it becomes more of a challenge because now the devil is mad that he cannot get, see, once you're saved, that's it. See, that's a big secret that he's been keeping from the people who attend church. It's to make you think and believe you got to work for your salvation. That's the biggest lie that's ever been told. See, Lucifer knows that Christ has already done the work. All you got to do is believe and have faith. That's all you got to do is just believe and have faith. And so what he's doing is keeping you. See, he's keeping so many people from the cross where you just simply just come in and just say, Lord, you know what? I'm giving my life over to God today and let the Holy Spirit work out the rest and just work out my own soul salvation and work out my own personal kinks. Because, see, coming to God is like a person that acknowledges, hey, I'm sick. I need some help. I need some medicine. I need a doctor. And Christ is the doctor. And he's going to give you some medicine. All you got to do is just come to him. Amen. Brother, I don't mean to stray away from what we're talking about tonight, but I got to share this real quick. I got this. This is so beautiful. Let me go over to it. Let me share this with our listeners. St. John. St. John, the third chapter, and you know where I'm going, doctor. There's a story between two brothers, amen, Nicodemus and Christ, amen, Yahshua, amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, and I got to read this real. I'm going to try to make it as quick as I can. Amen. It says, St. John, the third chapter, says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, amen, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. See, let me tell you something about people who listen to the word. You know when a person comes from God, amen. You know when a person is anointed to teach and preach the word of God. It ain't a shadow of a doubt. It ain't a guessing. If you're really seeking, you know. But watch what he says.
Yeah.
He says, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him.
All right.
Now watch what Christ said to him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Come on now.
You got to be born again. If you ain't born again, if you don't come to the cross, if you don't come through Christ, amen, and confess with your mouth, believe with your heart, there is no other way. You won't see the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, I'm going to jump down. Amen. I don't want to show the whole story. I'm going to jump down.
No.
All the way down.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
All right. Aaron. I'm going to jump down to verse 13 and 14.
Go ahead.
Now, watch this. Watch what Christ said. He said, and no man hath ascended up to heaven.
Uh-huh.
But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. See, do you know why that serpent around that pole's on that ambulance? See, let me share a story with you. Amen. Let me share this with you. Amen. Real quick, I got to go here. I'm going to go to Numbers, the 21st chapter, verse 9. I got to start there, then I'm going to get back to what we're teaching on about the demons. I got Numbers, the 21st chapter, verse 9. I got to share this with you. Because, see, so many people, because they ain't been taught the rightly divided word, they think salvation is a long journey for you to actually get saved. No, salvation is in a twinkling, in a moment of an eye. That's how Christ gonna do it. He gonna deliver us before the tribulation in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. That's how Christ delivers. See, the next exodus will be off this earth. We'll be out of this. We'll be gone from this planet. That's the next exodus. See, we're waiting for the Lord and Savior. But let me show you what Christ said. Let me show you what Christ was talking about when he was talking to Nicodemus in St. John, the third chapter, verse 14. Numbers, the 21st chapter, verse 9. Now watch, I'm going to start at verse 8 so it'll make a lot of sense to you. In fact, I'm going to go all the way up to verse 7. It says, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, now watch this, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.
Yeah.
And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, Lord have mercy. Don't you know that you've been bitten by the serpent? See, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden, they was bitten by, my God, the Lord have mercy. They were bitten by the serpent. Amen. See, we've been mankind has been bitten by the devil, amen, and we have been inflicted with sin because we have, what, disobeyed God. Did you not hear what the people said? That we have sinned and spoken against the Lord and against thee. He said, even Moses, we have spoken against Moses, but they came and said, pray unto the Lord. It says, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. See, the story is simply saying that if they were bitten, it was simple if they wanted to live. All they had to do was look up at the fiery serpent of brass on the pole, and they would live.
Amen.
Just that simple. That's how easy salvation is. See, the devil don't want you to know the truth, how easy salvation is.
Right,
oh, man, I've
right.
seen pastors come and say all kind of stuff. Tell folks they ain't saved in the church in front of folks. What kind of
in the church?
What heaven or hell does he have to tell people the church? And this is why people don't come back to church, to actually tell somebody they ain't saved. Well, who are you? Did you die on the cross? No. Amen.
No.
There's only one
no.
that was found worthy. Salvation is just that simple. We want you to receive salvation, repent, and say, God, I want to be saved. Romans 10, 9, and 10. And I got to jump over here real quick, but if I got a little time, I got to jump over here. I want to share with what you were saying. I have to go there because this is one of my favorite. Because anytime I have a talk with somebody and they try to tell me some stuff, this is where I go. This is before I go to Romans 10, 9, and 10. I have to go over to the Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen. Bro, you know where I'm going. And I got to read.
Yeah.
Amen. I got to read what Paul said. Nothing separates
Uh-oh.
The believer from the love of God. I'm going to read verse 31, and I'm going to jump over to 35. It said, what shall we say then to these things? Paul asks a question. Paul's brilliant when he writes. He said, if God be what? Lord, have mercy. All you got to do is read the scriptures, brother. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Against
us. Oh, it's deep, wasn't it? Why would it say in verse 35, then Paul, somebody say, who shall separate us? See, Paul was asking that question.
Yeah.
But he already knew the answer to it. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, Lord have mercy, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? But he said, watch this. Paul said it's in the book. Paul said it's in the scriptures. He says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as what? Sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are what? Boy, get out of
here.
Paul said, we are more than conquerors
through
him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ. Who is it in? Christ,
it's
Jesus,
Christ.
Our Lord. Man, you got to get out of here with that fake stuff. The devil is a lie. He can't have my salvation.
Son.
That's what he don't want you to know, is once you get saved, oh, he is mad. Oh, once you get saved, he is, because he knows that's a soul he didn't lose. That's one he has to mark off his book. He didn't lose that soul because, see, you can't lose your salvation. Amen. See, that's what he knows. Nothing can separate you from the love. Well, that's why Christ said, once you are in my hand, the Father has done that. And that's why it's important that we guard our children from these demons and devils in the world. All the evil, wicked things going on in the world. My brother was talking today. He said he didn't know that so many children per day are gone missing, and they can't find these children. Man, don't you know that this world system is wicked and evil? As much military, billions of dollars, trillions of dollars this planet has, the wealth and the rich, we got all kind of technology, We got all kinds of devices. We got army. We got police officers. We got satellites in the sky. You mean to sit there and tell me y'all don't know where these children are going? Y'all don't know where these children are at? That's the devil. Our government serves Lucifer. They serve. This is an evil, wicked world.
Under
Lucifer. This is ancient. This goes all the way back to Nimrod. When they were sacrificed all the way back to the fallen angels and the Nephilim, they was human sacrificing babies. The Bible says there ain't nothing new under the sun. They've been doing this stuff since the beginning of time.
Nothing.
Sacrificing kids and babies and drinking blood and doing all kind of evil, wicked stuff. They know where these children are at. They got, I know for a fact, when I used to work in mortgage, they showed us a satellite. This was way back in the early 2000s. And so I said, we got that type of technology? I said, yeah. The technology then, they said there's a 15-second delay. You can see cars going down the streets. I said, really? You can see cars going down the street, people walking down the street. You can see a quarter or a dime on the ground. They got satellites that powerful. So you can't sit there and tell me that they got satellites, that they ain't recording all this stuff. They know what's going on. Yes, sir. We serve an evil, wicked Babylonian system.
Yes, sir.
That was implemented by Nimrod and Cush, his father. Amen. That goes back into ancient times.
Yes, sir, brother.
And it's their job to cover up all the evil. They taking body parts. They stealing body parts from these kids, these people.
Yes,
they are kidnapping. They're doing what they call that stuff. Organ harvesting. See, so let me show you something. When you know a person is possessed by a demon, this is some things to look out for. Supernatural knowledge. There are some people on this planet that you wonder, how in the world are they able to do some of these things? See, Lucifer wanted that tree of knowledge, and he wanted the tree of life for a reason. See, but God won't let him have that. He said, no, I can't allow you to sin before me for all eternity. There ain't nothing I can do. So God hates sin. You got exceptional physical strength. Amen. These are some. See, you see this type of stuff on what? These shows, these superhero shows. They show you this stuff. He-Man and She-Ra, they've always showed us this stuff. We were kids. We never knew what they were. Superman and Batman. Supernatural knowledge, exceptional physical. This is demon possession. These folks are worshiping demon gods. Moral depravity. We see that right now in our society. People don't care. Wicked. I just gave you an example how they're just taking folks' kids and they don't know where the kids are. Extraordinary movement of objects. Amen. And people claim that they have the ability to move objects with their minds. Amen. We've seen that type of stuff. You see that type of stuff with X-Men and stuff. Telekinesis, motion without a call, instruments played by unseen hand. In other words, objects in the room move. They have this type of ability. Healing powers. You got to watch it. Amen. So we have the same power. Amen. By Christ. Amen. But you got to watch some people. Amen. It depends on what they're using the powers for. Amen. So you want to remove all idols and signs of witchcraft. So you want to be careful with that. Of the certain type of things that you bring into your house. I remember my parents used to say, be careful about having certain statues and stuff in your house. You have to be careful about that type of stuff. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You want to cast out demons. Cast demons out in the name of who? Jesus Christ, Yahshua, in the name of Yahshua. Cast out the demons. Amen. Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 17. Matthew 8 and 16 talks about that. So you want to be careful. I also tell people about, you have to be careful in church because a lot of people like speaking in tongues. You got to be careful. Did you know that Paul said that speaking in tongues ain't no joke? You don't play with that? Did I actually do a study, brother? Yes, sir. And he said that I read that you have to be careful because there's a language that He said that you. We're gonna talk about this the next time. I'm gonna go and find the scripture before I announce it. But he talked about that. You have to be careful because there are words that we're not to utter. You have to be careful what you say. And also with the speaking in tongues, that if you keep on, what do they call? It's called chanting. I've seen people in church do that. Keep saying the same thing. That's demonic. People just be doing stuff and don't even know that chanting. They say is demonic. Like if you keep saying the same thing over and over, that's called chanting.
Yeah, it is.
So you have to be careful. That's why it pays to do your study and your research. Amen. I'm not saying anything against tongues, but know what the scripture says. The scripture also said that let there be two or three. Now I know it says that for a fact. I read that for you. Let there be two or three. I've had people just be speaking in tongues and tongues. We all looking around like, anybody know what they saying? We don't know what they saying. So Paul said, make sure that if you do, amen. So people won't think there's something wrong. You got to have an interpreter when you speak in tongues. Amen. There's a little bit more that I want to cover real quick. Amen, bro. If I got a little time, I want to cover this. You got to be careful about some of the music that you listen to. I know you talked about that the other week. A lot of this rock music, rap music. I know rock music, when I was growing up in the 80s, that used to be heavy. In the 70s and the 80s, that stuff used to be heavy with the demonic spirit. Them kids used to come to school with all that rock stuff and 666 and satanic stuff. Man, they didn't mind talking about they serve the devil and lose. We look at them kids like they were crazy. Like, man, what is this kid talking about, serving the devil? All that stuff, all that demonic stuff and music, how they I remember this one guy, I know y'all know he's real popular, man. His name was Ozzy Osbourne. And, man, I actually saw that guy. He came in on a jet. I actually fueled his jet. He came in one night and with this little airbase I used to work at. I used to fuel the planes, and he came in because he had a concert. One of the guys told me that he actually bit the head off a bat. He said, on stage, he bit the head off. He would drink blood or something crazy. Yeah. I'm like, are you serious? Oh, yeah. He said, man, yeah, that man, no. He said he was heavy into that stuff. He ain't the only one. And now you got the rappers. They all into it. A lot of R&B artists. They into this stuff. Pornography. You got to be careful. Yeah. The satanic device. You got to watch all this. This stuff is windows and gates. Ouija boards. Don't play with that. Amen. I remember, I don't know how we had one. We had one in our house. I don't know who brought it up, but when I was right out of high school, I saw that. I threw it away. I used to hear the kids at school say that thing is demonic. They play with that thing. Will actually move on its own. I don't know how true it is, doctor. I said, what is it? They said, yeah, you get to doing something. You tell it what you want, and that little thing get to move on that bus. I said, no, it's got to be a magnet. So I said, no, that thing will move. I said, that's the money, man. I threw that thing. It's never been opened. Still in the box. I threw that thing in the trash. Crystal balls. Amen. You only know crystal balls in your house. Stay away from that stuff. Tarot cards, Dungeons and Dragons games. You have to be careful about all these games. Children's TV series on goblins, witches, sorcerers, masters from outer space, etc. So we have to be careful about a lot of this stuff. I'm going to turn it back over to you, doctor. But we have to be careful about a lot of this stuff because, like you say, see, what the devil do, he'll come subtle. He'll never show who he really is. He'll come innocent. He'll make things and shows look attractive. That's what he did. He, like the brother said, he made the tree look. He showed Eve stuff about the tree that Eve didn't even see when she first saw. He pointed out stuff on the tree and showed her things to make it desirable. And that's what Lucifer does. He makes things so attractive and desirable. But, oh, man, there's an ugly side. There's a price to pay. Yes, sir. See, when people sell their souls, this guy said this once a long time ago for the earth. This all got big on YouTube. He said he used to, he had a chance to be in the industry. He said he just knows some things were strange. But he said one thing that a lot of people don't know is when you sign for all that money, how they get you is They'll make all that glamour and look like it's gold, but when you don't do what they tell you to do, they'll break you. And your family will wonder why you broke. So you got to follow the rules and play by the game. So if they tell you to do something that you ain't never heard of before, or do something that's against your will, if it's sleeping with the same sex or doing drinking blood or whatever, if you want that money, you got to do it. Amen.
You
so
do it.
That's right. So that's not a game that you want to play. I got a lot of information, but we'll cover it on the next round or next time. But I just want to point that out. Amen. So it's nothing to play with, Doctor. It's real.
No,
this is the side to play on. It's the side of salvation. Go ahead, Doctor.
That's all right, Doc. You that's a beautiful job. You got me stirred up on that one. We realize that we definitely live in my friends, my coolies, my father, fellow saints, those that have never heard word like this, because we are coming right from the bottom up. We're coming right from the bottom of the Word of God to the top. We're going to draw out this devil, draining blood from an animal. We're going to let you know exactly how he's working in the world today. He's working behind a camouflage. He is making things look good on the outside. But inside, it is hell. It is roving. It's a wolf. It's everything the opposite of God. And the sins of man came through the rebellion of Satan. Satan is the cause of the sin of man. Man was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Sin came through Adam's seed. His sperm carries the sin trait. When he had the first child, when Eve had the first child, his name was Cain. Second child's name. And Cain was a wicked one. And when Eve found out that she was going to have her first child, she said, "Ooh, I have a man that came from the Lord." Now, when she get that idea? I'll tell you it was no idea. It was what God told them in the Garden of Eden of sending the promised seed. The promised seed was not Cain. The promised seed is Jesus Christ. So Eve thought that she was carrying actually Christ. And she found out later on, because Cain killed Abel because of his faith.
Right.
Abel used blood, and Cain used his own ingenuity of working and being a gardener. He worked in the garden and brought the fruit to the Lord and laid it on the altar and said that the Lord was supposed to receive it without blood. But what Cain didn't do, he didn't offer blood. And where there is no blood, there is no life. Oh, my God.
Yes.
If a man thinks he can live without a blood system, he's a fool.
Amen.
And nothing can take the power that's in blood, because blood is what keeps you alive physically.
That's right. Amen.
And if you lose your blood, I have a gallon, because you got a gallon in your body. If you lose half of that, you are going to get weak. If you lose three-quarters of that, you're going to die. And what happened is Cain became a vagabond and a fugitive.
Yes.
And let me tell you what's happening. When you are a sinner, when you live in sin, you gorge yourself in sin. You do whatever you want in sin. You're actually a vagabond and a fugitive. Because Cain ran from the face of the Lord. And you don't hear no descendants of him. And Abel was killed, and God placed Abel with Seth. And Seth was the seed that brought all the way down to Noah, to Abraham, and through Abraham, the 12 tribes, and from the tribe of Judah came the seed of Jesus Christ through God's power. God became man through Mary. Mary brought forth a son. Jesus Christ. That's the one that was signified in the book of Numbers, where he said, put that golden serpent up on the pole. Uh-oh. And if you look at the pole, look at the serpent, and if you were bitten by sin, that's a good, whoo, that's powerful. The human race was bitten by sin. We
Amen.
Were bitten. And it wasn't no small bite. And the devil is still gorging. He's still filling his fill. He's
yes,
taking
yes.
men so to hell like rain falling from the sky. And men are saying, I don't care if there's a hell. If there's a hell, I'll go with you. And people using profanity, they're hell with it. How the hell are you? Where the hell you going? You're a hell of a man. Hey,
right.
Using the word hell and think it's a joke.
Yeah.
But if they don't know the cross, if you don't repent of your sins and come to Jesus Christ, then there's only one place you can go, hell. If Jesus Christ told Nicodemus personally, one-on-one,
yeah.
he said, you must be born again, Nicodemus.
It must be born again.
You got to be. You need to be. You have to be, or you can never see the kingdom of God. In other words, you cannot live in sin and see the kingdom of God at the same time. Sin has
That's
to be
right.
given out. Sin has to be eliminated. Sin has to be washed out of you. Sin has to be sanctified. That your soul may be blameless in the eyesight of God by what? The blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, y'all,
Amen.
Listen to what I got. Listen to me real good. I can't find nowhere in human history. Good God Almighty. I can't find nowhere in the dictionary. I can't find nowhere in the archives. I can't find nothing in the I can't find nothing in no dictionary where any one of these religions that I'm going to name calls on the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy. Listen to this. My God, there's no other name given under heaven where men can be saved. I can't find no blood system in Jehovah Witness. They don't have a blood system.
That's
they
right.
don't believe in the blood of Jesus. This is Jehovah Witness. These are man-made, demonized religions that deny
wow.
the blood of Jesus Christ. They deny the incarnation of Jesus Christ. They deny
wow.
that God came in the flesh and died on Calvary's cross and got up from the grave with his own power. We got the occult system. We got the evolutionary that believe in the monkey theory. They believe that amoeba came from the earth and then it got up on the shore. Then it turned into a monkey. Then it turned into a human being. Then it becomes the modern day man today. They don't have no blood system. We got witchcraft. We got voodoo,
yeah.
hoodoo, and shoe doo, and all this stuff. They got all kind of stuff on TV right now that's believing and got people believing that they can turn into smoke and go through a peephole and go on the other side of the wall. We got men flying through the air with supernatural power. Demons, they don't even say Jesus Christ. They don't even mention Jesus Christ. We got atheism. Don't believe in God. He is dead. He don't exist. That's all right. It's your own behind that's going to burn in hell because you deny the
that's
only
right.
way that a man can get to God, and that is through the loving, caring, the forgiving Jesus Christ, the one that suffered on Calvary for our sin. We got the Buddhism. We got the Taoism, no blood system. And we got Islam. We got the Muslim system. We got Farrakhan that preach hatred. He preach hatred under the sky, but he don't believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He don't believe in resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, they may use his name, but using his
That's
name
right.
ain't going to do it. Because using his name, you end up like the seventh son of Sceva. Messing with the name of Jesus Christ. So we got Farrakhan, that the black race, I believe in his teachings. And I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care if I hurt your feelings. Your feelings
Amen.
Need to be hurt. If it ain't hurt now, it's going to be hurting more than that if they don't come to Christ. We got circularism. We got Judaism, the only religion that had a blood system, but that blood wasn't good enough. Good God Almighty, that blood was just a tip on the iceberg. That blood was a type of shadow. That blood was a blood of animals, but that blood wasn't good enough unto redeem man. And that's why God sent his only begotten son, because it was the blood of God Almighty that he shed on Calvary's cross. And when he shed on Calvary's cross, to tell me the heavens shook, hell had convulsions, and the moon turned red with high blood pressure, and the sun got embarrassed and went out. Good God Almighty! And the earthquake. And to tell me there was a rock and roll going on in hell. Good Jesus Christ was coming down with a rock, because he is the rock, and he rolled Satan back in the corner and told him, all power, all power, all power is in my hand. Oh, you don't have man under captivity for 4,000 years. He couldn't be set free. But when I came to set the captives free. I come to save the wino. I come to save the whoremonger. I come to save the adulterers. I come to save the drunkard. I come to save the drug addict. I come to save the child molester. I come to save the incest. I come to save... the God Almighty. And now the world is saying it was not necessary, but we still got paganism, no blood. We got the agnosticism, no blood. We got the Hinduism, no blood. We got the spiritualism, no blood. We got the Bahaya, no blood. We got the Scientology, no blood. We got voodoo and hoodoo, and we got circularism. We got all the Mormonism, and then we got some in the denomination. They believe in the blood, but some people in the Protestant churches don't believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because I've seen the hymn books today. They have tried to change the hymn book just like they tried to change the word of God. But you can't change the word of God, and you can't change your hymn book. Because they tell me the hymn books was filled with blood songs. Good God Almighty. I know it was the blood down there. The cross, near the cross, nothing but the blood of Jesus can save my soul. And then they said, there's room at the cross for me. Why? Because there's a fountain open filled with blood that flowed from Manuel's vein. If the sinner fall beneath the flow, it'll lose all this guilty stain. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on, sinner man. Come on in. Come on in. You just want to come on in because the Hindu ain't got nothing for you. Tie yourself in a knot, can't do nothing for you. Scientology, which the movie stars, amen, are out there in Hollywood in Scientology. Some is in voodoo, Satanism. These are demons. These are devils. Hollywood is full of demons and devils.
Yes,
the world is laying in wickedness. The world is covered with entities. It's flying in the air. They're flying through UFOs. They're flying through appearing in space, space machines. These are demonic devils. You better believe it. The 12th chapter of Revelation tells me that in the middle of the tribulation period, the devil's going to pack his suitcase out of first and second heaven. And he's going to tell his demons, we got to go. Because
right.
The king is coming. And the king is coming because the Bible says this is the last generation.
Right.
This generation started in 1948. This generation ends in 2029. This generation is over. You got 7 years between that time, this time and that time. And that's the 7-year tribulation that will be fulfilled very soon. Because 80 years is one generation, full generation. And I look at my grandkids and I said, oh, my God, Lord, this got to be the last generation. And the last generation, we are standing on it right now.
Yes.
That's why we got the activity of Revelation. 12th chapter, 1/3 of the angelic beings that's in first and second heaven. Right now, they're in first and second heaven. The devil ain't in hell yet.
Amen.
But he's on his way.
Right.
And he's He's got a long line of people. It's a broad way that leads us into destruction. And it's packed with all kinds of people, white people, ugly people, pretty people, sophisticated people, rich people, poor people, all kinds of people, people who don't believe in nothing but themselves, people who are selfish, people who are mean, people who are cruel, people who are warmonger, people who is filled with incest and sodomite, people who filled with homosexual, all those will be on the broad way. Jesus said, broad is the way that leadeth into destruction, and many go in thereat, but narrow is the way, and straight is the gate that leadeth into life, that who can only a man get in through Jesus Christ.
That's right. My Amen. Friend,
this is the hour. This is the hour that you ought to have your mind made up. And like I said, and I say it every time I have a meeting, Go get your friends. I don't care bad he is, how sick he is. Man, go get him and say, look, listen to this man. Listen to these preacher boys. Listen to these men of God telling you the absolute truth. We ain't playing around. I ain't got time to be playing around with you. So
that's right.
It's too late. I'm not going to be responsible for nobody going to hell when I preach the word of God. I want to preach the word of God so it'll make your bones tremble. It'll make you fall on your sin and call out to Jesus Christ and say, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. You suffered for me. You bled for me. You took something that I couldn't even think about taking. You took my sin.
Yes.
He took the sin of the whole world and laid it on his shoulder until it was so much pressure on his shoulder that he sweated blood. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he busted his blood vessels. Sin was so much on it that he said, Lord, God Almighty, if there's another way that I can escape this horrible, terrible persecution and whooping and disfiguring my body and spitting on me and telling me I ain't nothing. Oh, Lord, if there's another way I can go, let me take it. He said, the Lord said, not my will. Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. My brothers and sisters. He did that for you. Now, if you find anywhere in human history, or go back behind the skirts of heaven and on the other side of heaven, and if you find any other divine person or divine entity, if you find him, I want you to bring him to me. I want to see him. I want to talk to him. Other than Jesus Christ, you will not make it to heaven until you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and quit trying to say, I'm too young to get saved. I'm too cheap to get saved.
That's right.
I'm too smart to get saved. I'm too young. My daddy was a preacher. And I'm going to try to ride off of him. No, you ain't. You ain't riding off of nobody.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, just like that, brother. I'm glad you brought that scripture up, because there's 7.1 billion people on this planet. And anyone of those people want to get to heaven, they're going to have to repent, just like Nicodemus.
That's right.
Good God Almighty. Brother, off of altar. Get them to the altar. Do that confession.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Amen. And amen. To if you want to receive your ticket, amen, into glory, amen, the heavenly pearly gates, amen. We've been hearing about it ever since we were children. Woo! Amen. You want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, amen. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And the Holy Scripture said, thou shalt be saved. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just that plain and simple. For it says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with confession, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's just that plain and simple. Nothing hard about that. Nothing difficult about that. Christ has
Amen,
made it easy. Amen. He's made it easy. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, man. Thank you, those that have been listening. Thank you for that altar call. We are getting ready to go off. But remember, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. We love you out there. We
yes.
love crazy all out there. We just want you to continue on to encourage each and every one and encourage us and get somebody to come and listen to this radio broadcast.